846-4CA.
The federal Labor government has done a deal with the Greens to get their $10 billion, perhaps $11 billion Housing Australia Future Fund across the line. It's been subject of debates for many, many months. The Greens saying that it didn't go far enough and they wanted more money and rental caps, all this type of thing. But anyway, Prime Minister Albanese has found a lazy $1 billion extra to throw into the mix to get the Greens across the line, and it looks like it will now go through the Housing Australia Future Fund. Now, this includes 30,000 new and affordable social homes to be built in its first 5 years. 30,000 homes, that's quite a lot. And of course, that's just part of this Housing Australia Future Fund. The private sector, of course, will continue as it always has. I was very interested to have a chat to our next guest about, well, really about capacity. Can we actually logistically, physically build this many homes? It's one thing to pledge to address the housing crisis with 30,000 affordable social homes in the next 5 years, but can we actually build them? My next guest is very well placed to answer it because he's the Chief Executive of Master Builders Queensland. His name is Paul Bidwell. He joins us on the line now. Paul, I guess just your initial reactions to news that this big housing fund looks like it's across the line finally.
Look, that is good news. It's the first step towards us starting on the journey to deliver those 1.2 million homes over the next 5 years that the national cabinet has agreed to. So I think that'll be wrapped up in the National Housing Accord. Mm. But your question is right on it, on the money, as in, do we have the capacity to deliver? Mm. And it's something that we're struggling with and working, well, talking to anyone we can about, do we have the skills to deliver the housing? And we've got some idea of what those numbers mean. Mm. But it's around about 48,000 homes across Queensland over the next 5 years.
Well, let's just delve into that there, because you mentioned 1.2 million homes and I was talking about just 30,000 as part of this future fund. Delve into this, I guess, the target that was set by National Cabinet last month about those 1.2 million homes. Give us a bit of a breakdown of that figure, because that is obviously huge compared to my measly 30,000 new homes that I mentioned.
That's right. So that's affordable and social housing, which is important. Mm. But there are lots of programs across the country aimed at increasing the number of affordable and social houses that we've got for the community. Mm. But overarching that is this very ambitious target of 1.2 million homes nationally over the next 5 years. Mm. And for Queenslanders, that breaks down to about 48,000 new homes each year. Mm. Now, that's doable. We've got a track record of building 50,000 new homes back in 2016, so it can be done.
Okay.
But if you look at, we don't think, well, we think in 2023-24, we will build just 36,000 new homes.
And that's Paul, is that across the board? That's government housing, that's private sector housing, that's the total?
It would not include any government investment in public okay. housing. So that's just the more or less the private sector units and detached houses.
Okay. And give us that number again.
36,000. Which is, these are all sort of averages. Remains to be seen how it plays out. But then the other issue is that the Queensland government is embarking on a mammoth construction program: health, hospitals, hydrogen, renewable energy, then the Olympic Games. Mm. And that's in the next 10 years. So they're looking to spend $20 billion just in 2023-24. Mm. So you throw that into the mix, you know, we need some, it's more than an additional 18,000 workers each year.
Wow.
So where are we going to find them is the conversation.
Yeah.
And there is no one got a big ticket solution to that. Mm. And it'll be a mix of things. Mm. And the other thing that we're very concerned about is that Queensland needs more homes than ever as this housing crisis worsening. Mm. Why is the Queensland government throwing more cost and complexity at our industry, which is already facing those hurdles, exactly. substantial hurdles? So yeah. there's some changes coming in on the 1st of October to the National Construction Code about livable housing and energy efficiency provisions that will increase the cost by $20,000 to $30,000. That's a conservative number, and it will vary depending on a whole range of factors.
Yes.
So it's a interesting times we live in in the construction sector.
Putting it mildly, that's for sure. And let's just dig down then, as you said, about 18,000 people. I mean, you know, they don't just fall out of the sky. And it's interesting, Paul, as well. It's obviously the conversation is all about housing crisis and affordable housing and, you know, how do we get this rental vacancy rate sorted out? So it's all about, I guess, we need to supply, we need more funding, we need to supply. But I don't hear this type of discussion as much as we need it to be about the actual labour force to do it.
That is very true. But there are conversations going on, and Master Builders is doing what we can. So we're reaching out into the schools, trying to encourage young men and women that our industry is a good one to get into. But all of that takes time. And I know that different groups have looked internationally for specific skills, particularly around the hydrogen and the renewables. But it's not as, I mean, the whole globe is, there's an enormous amount of building activity. So it's not as if there's any, that I'm aware of, any one country that's got a pile of people just waiting
surplus,
to come to Australia.
That's right.
So it's, in some respects, it's a first-class problem to have, but it is just going to be so difficult.
We
really need the government to, well, one, to work with us on how we can get those skills, and two, to reduce the red tape that hampers the industry.
Otherwise, we're
not going to be able to meet the housing targets and deliver that massive construction program.
Well, you hit on two fronts. You hit by the labour shortage, and then you hit by the increasing red tape on the other. So it just seems absolutely counterproductive to me. How did we get here, Paul? How did we get to a point where these labour shortages, I mean, it just seems like, it, as you said, these things take time. You can't just get a year 10 kid out of school and suddenly having building houses. I mean, it's just, how did we get here? Just a complete lack of foresight in terms of training and apprenticeships and skills?
No, I think fair to say that there's been a lot of attention over the decades to make sure that we do have the necessary skills. But it's what we're now facing is this 10 years of extraordinary investment in all sorts of building and construction. So, I'd never mentioned the transport infrastructure. So, in Cairns, they're going to spend $250 million refurbishing the Cairns Hospital. So on top of everything else, and there's a massive, massive program, which is a good thing, but it would be handy if it was structured in a way that it wasn't all coming in one fell swoop.
But government jobs, and this has been talked about a little bit, I'm looking at the Cairns Convention Centre, of course, a much delayed, slightly maligned refurb happening there, multi-millions of dollars. But I guess lots of talk, certainly some builders I speak to, that some of these government jobs, and whether the unions are to blame or not, but they tend to push up the price, the cost of labour. They pay very well. Is that a factor as well that makes it harder in the private sector to compete with government jobs?
It doesn't help. So the Queensland government introduced what they call their best practice industry conditions. And in regional Queensland, we end up in a position where the cost to build is more than what the market would have required. And we saw it with the Townsville Stadium.
Yes,
we're seeing it
in
Cairns. And there are a number of projects. It's a bit different when you're in southeast Queensland, where you've already got that high market rates. But there's no doubt that the agreements that are in place do have an impact on cost as well as on productivity.
So just a few challenges then for the master builders to work on.
but look, the industry is up for it, but it's really the next few steps aren't clear what's going to happen and whether we'll be able to deliver it. But we live in hope.
You live in hope. Well, we're not far away from 2024, which means that we're about 8 years away from the Olympics. So it's time is moving quickly to get onto these issues, that's for sure. Paul Bidwell, Chief Executive, Master Builders Queensland, a great insights. Thanks for your time on the talk show this morning.
My pleasure, Gavin. Thanks.
There you go. Wow, there's a lot happening in that construction space. And, of course, it's not just about building houses. As Paul pointed out very well indeed, there are all these other infrastructure projects going on. While, yes, fantastic to have that government investment in the regions and right across the state, but they do suck up the labour force. And so, wow, it's a very, very tricky landscape ahead for the construction industry. That's for sure.